that's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I'm at the University of Oregon for political science. And what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are.
There you go. That really implied that if you have a bad actor within a group or organization, it can take the whole organization down. And I will say that it really fits into accountability. And we have a real accountability, rotten apple, bad actor problem in our society. And I believe it's taking us down as Oregonians. I honestly believe that. Now, I've had positions of leadership in organizations. And I remember I was Oregon Medical Association president. And we stood behind our doctors, because especially our members. If you're a member, we're there for you. You pay us the dues, we're there for you. And that's appropriate. But I remember listening. Sometimes there were issues of doctors and hospitals. And when I heard, and we were trying to mediate it, and when I heard doctor's side of it, and then I heard the hospital side, it's like, wow, man, that doctor's way out of line. But the organization was going to stand, because we're for doctors. And we stand for doctors. And I was sitting there thinking, wow, this isn't the right way we should think about it. And there are certainly in my profession, in the medical profession, there are doctors that shouldn't be practicing medicine because they can't or they won't do it correctly. Very, very hard to move them out. And it takes the whole profession down. It absolutely does. Think about the teaching profession, where in Oregon you have several hundred thousand teachers, and you may have a year in the public education system where not one teacher, not one, is let go for poor performance. And when if there's some complaints against them, their organization rallies because they're a teacher and they have to be protected. That's a problem. Because when you're not good as a teacher anymore, for whatever reason, loss of ability, loss of drive, can't do it, for the student's sake, you need to have an effective teacher in the classroom. Just like on my doctor example, you need a good doctor when a patient's sick, and the focus can't be on protecting the doctor. What really made me think about this also was the situation of our protesters. And lots of our protesters with the current social discord around Mr. Floyd's murder by the police in Minneapolis are peaceful and they're doing the right thing, but there are people that join those protests that are just there to destroy and plunder and loot and burn down, and those people need to be held accountable. Those are rotten apples, and we need to use whatever technology we have in terms of video and artificial intelligence and facial recognition software, and we need to file charges against those people. We have to go through the standard legal process so that you find out that someone did something, and you get a warrant on them, and the police arrest them, and they're held accountable. Our society, at all levels, at too many levels, have people in them that misbehave or do the wrong thing, and they can hide from it. And that drags us all down. It drags our institutions down. So if you're a member of an institution or organization, certainly, or a cause or a march, certainly you want to back those who are in the cause with you. But when they are bad apples, when they misbehave, when they get destructive, when they do the wrong behavior, you got to get them out. You can, it's some things you counsel them on. The other things, they just got to go. So again, have the courage within your society, within your group of people, to encourage and build up those within your organization. But if they can't be encouraged and built up to where they do the right thing and they get destructive, we need to move those people out to make our organizations better, to make our society better, and to make us accountable and honest to what we want to do in life. So again, I encourage you to be courageous, to when you see a bad apple, to hold them accountable, and to make society and organizations better. A hard topic. Think about it. It's great talking to you today. Thank you.